Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you as we talk some LCCC basketball. Of course, we've got high school hoops for you tonight, East against South over at Story Gym. Jason Vicka joining us here on the program. You had a little East and South connection late in the game against Northeastern last night, Jason. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing well, thanks. It was fun there at the end of the game. Actually, it was a pretty long stretch at the end of the game.
Yeah.
See Marquez and Isaiah Dix connect a couple times and you know throw in Elijah's performance all game, so it was fun to see those guys get some time on the court together and be productive on the court as well. So it was a good time for them.
Yeah, Reese and I were talking a little earlier today about the success that you guys have had, and really this program has had under your watch. And you know, we look back, very consistent. I said all he does is win 20 games every year, and you know, and are a factor in Region 9 basketball. I'm sure you'd like to get over the top there and get a Region 9 championship, as we talked about. It's been 30 years, but
yeah.
You've been able to run a very consistent program here.
Well, yeah, and you know, barring our first two seasons, which were utter disasters, we've been here now 10 years, Dwayne and I, and to have the same unchanged coaching staff basically at the junior college level for 10 years is pretty rare, and I think that is the driving force behind our consistency. But you are right. I mean, we need to get over the hump here at some point and, you know, bring home a trophy. You know, top, you know, we've finished in the 8 years we've been in Region 9 South, we've finished no lower than fourth. So I think we've been first three times, second twice, third twice, and fourth once. So that's pretty good consistency. I don't think maybe North Platte can say they've been that consistent, but you know, other schools that have been up and down more can also say, well, we've won region titles. So that's definitely I don't want to say it's a monkey on our back, but it's the brass ring we're reaching for.
I guess at this level, I mean, do you strive for the consistency? I mean, I know you want to put both of them together and get a Region 9 title, or would you rather have the up and down where 1 year it's up, you know, and you may win a region title and go to the national tournament, but then the next year you win 10 games or something like that? What I'm sure you'd like a balance, but, you know, what's a better mark for you?
The nature of the basketball season is enough of a roller coaster, up and down, up and down. I don't know if I would want to be on a year-in, year-out, up and down, too. So I'm very proud of our consistency, and I think it, you know, I think it makes a better overall work environment for me and Coach Salisbury to know, or to have that confidence every year. You know, we're going to be okay. We're going to be pretty good at least. We're not going to experience these huge lulls. And, you know, you ride enough of the roller coaster day to day and game to game. You don't need to go into an entire off season thinking, wow, we're in the cellar. How are we going to get out? I mean, year in and year out, we go in thinking we're pretty good. If we're just a little bit better next year, so that definitely makes the off seasons a whole lot more enjoyable, knowing you're coming off of a good year and just trying to get over a little bit of a hump.
What leads you to believe that this team is that team to get you over the hump?
Well, I think we have a team with fewer holes than any other. We've had good teams, but those teams had some holes. This team here doesn't have right now that I can see. And then others have told me, other coaches we've competed against have said it. That's come around literally in the last 24 hours. I've heard from two other coaches in the league that have just said, you guys just don't have any holes. You know, we have good post play, we have good guard play, we have guys that can finish at and above the rim. We can, you know, we have a strong bench, we're shooting well. Our one hole would be, I think, free throw shooting percentage. We shoot 66% as a team. That's, you know, barely acceptable in my book. So, but as far as personnel goes, and we're stronger and more well-rounded. I know one coach recently said, about us, if Laramie County is playing their matchup zone like they did tonight, they'll win the region tournament. Well, that's, I hope he's right. But, you know, when you throw in the things we have, and not just the personnel being very well-rounded, we have a lot of tools in our toolbox. We can play really effective zone defense. We can play really effective man-to-man defense. We can be very dangerous offensively, either inside, outside, in transition, in the half court. We've got a lot of variety to what we can do offensively, defensively, and then we've got a lot of variety with our personnel as well.
You've had a lot of good players over the years. I'm not so sure, I know he didn't have the points against Northeastern last night, but Deshaun, with the just facilitating and distributing the basketball and getting others involved, like you mentioned, those post players, Dominic, Ola, Harrison, all those guys, they've got to be ready at all times to get the ball, because he's a pass first type guy, right? He is a facilitator.
He's got enough self confidence and self esteem in himself and his game that scoring isn't the benchmark. He believes in himself enough that he doesn't have to score to feel validated. The first time we played Northeastern Colorado, he had 33 points, mm-hmm. And he was sick all day. Well, he wasn't sick yesterday, and he came out and had 7 points but 15 assists. So that's a guy that can really control a game without scoring. But if scoring is what happens, then great. That's what happens. So he's putting together, I would say, the best freshman season that we've had in our 10 years here. Deshaun Portley obviously was a really good player for us for 2 years, but primarily a scorer. Deshaun is better in other areas. I think Deshaun was a better score, pure score, but Deshaun, our current freshman, is more well-rounded as a player. So in that regard, I think Deshaun Weiss is putting together the best freshman season that we've had here.
I love talking about Elijah Oliver, because I covered him, did his games for 3-4 years over at East High School, and liked watching him play. I never saw that Elijah. I mean, that we're seeing this year, a lot more aggressive, very good shooter from the outside. The surprise level you are with his transition to playing at this level from last year at high school.
Well, the surprise comes in how easy it was to get the transition. Literally, all I did is tell him a few times in practice in the fall, hey, when I watched you play in high school, you were finishing at the rim or in the paint 4 out of 5 touches. 4 out of 5 times you shot, it was inside. I said, at this level, it's going to have to be the other way. 4 out of 5 of your shots are going to need to be on the perimeter, and then once in a while you go to the rim or get deep in the paint. And all I did is, usually you got to spend a lot of time or overtime break a habit like that. No, I told him that a couple times, maybe only once. And, he's a quiet kid. He didn't even say anything. He just kind of nodded and and made the change. And so that's the surprise, is how easily he made the adjustment. That's what we do, is we get kids adjusted to the college game. Sometimes it's longer and harder road and with more or less success, but this one was just easy. Just told him one time, and I think that's a testament to his character, and the strength of his family, the character in the family, and the way he was raised. I think he was raised very well, and I have a great relationship with his father, and it's really been fun to watch him play and compete and do so well.
Final regular season game of for you guys is tomorrow at Saturday at 4 o'clock. The women will open things up at 2 o'clock against Lamar Community College, and then you'll host a Region 9 first round game the following weekend before most likely going up to Gillette for the rest of the Region 9 tournament. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. You know, we've got Lamar here Saturday. We won at their place last month, and they were number 12 in the country at the time when we beat them on their court. I think they're still ranked number 21. They're still hanging in the top 25. So it'll be a good competitive contest. Lamar's got some, you know, really good players. They got a 7-footer. They have probably the best pure shooter in the league on their team, and Wayne Stewart, and a really exciting electric athlete in the Skinner kid. I can't remember his first name. His last name is Skinner. So they've got some very intriguing players, and we're trying to, you know, to get a sweep over a good team like that would be big for us. Keep the momentum going, and then, yes, you're right, we'll host a first-round playoff game first Saturday in March. I don't even know off the top of my head what day that is, but first Saturday in March, and that's if things end like they are today, we would host McCook on that day.
Okay.
Both games at 4 o'clock, yeah.
Very good. Jason, we appreciate it, and thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thanks, Keith.